R.H. Amos say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up today on page 70, the section that begins Hamamad Shalcha Yikava Lafi Hamasim Lafi Pratim Hakitanim. One's personal standing is established based on his actions, and really specifically in response to the small details. Umaze Hamamad. So when a person wants to really assess, you know, where am I holding? Where am I holding? Mi be'emes ata. Who am I really? Anachnu lo yodim ma ma'amad shalcha. Ha'ma'amad ha'amiti nikva ba'olam haba. So we'll say, here's the interesting part. You know, a person says, which hopefully we all say, hopefully somewhat frequently, is, I kind of want to figure out, where am I holding in life? You know, where am I standing? Where am I holding? So the truth is, it's hard to know where you're holding while in olam hazeh, while in this world. The only time a person has a real accurate understanding of where they're holding in life is when life is over, and I'm in olam haba. That's when I get to see, you know, did I hit the mark? Did I miss the mark? Did I live up to my potential? Not live up to my potential? What's my standing? He says, sham efshar adas mi ata be'emes. It's only in olam haba that I'm able to see who am I really. Ula an ata shayach be'emes. And ultimately, to what grouping or to what station am I really shaykh? Am I really connected? Sham olam ha'emes. It's only ultimately again in olam haba, in the afterlife, after 120, that I'm able to see and understand my true standing. Vekan, lo bar be'emes miyata. This is actually a very profound statement. You know, in this world, I'm never really sure who I am. Never really sure. Now, what do you mean I'm never really sure who I am? Meaning, let's say, if a person is a contemplative individual, which we all are, you know, not a day goes by that we don't second guess ourselves. We don't second guess the decisions we're making, the direction we're taking. You know, sometimes in life, I think I'm making the right decision. You know, I think I'm going down the right path. I think I'm leading the right kind of life. I think I'm creating the right kind of personality. Am I positive? No, because the truth is, it's virtually impossible to be positive about anything in this world. He says, "La'anat shayich." You know, to what am I connected? La'iza chevra, to my group of friends. Ha'im ata tov ora. I was right. The great unknown in life is that in any given moment, am I in an absolute state of good? Am I in an absolute state of not so good? Again, also what he's saying over here. Remember, obviously, I can know if I'm doing a mitzvah, if I'm doing an avera. That's not what we're talking about. That's not ambiguous. That becomes clear. What he's referring to over here is the rest of life. The rest of life, where in general, I'm trying to figure out my direction. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. We'll say the scariest thing in life is that a person, and this happens to all of us in different ways, but often we become exceptionally vested in a particular approach, in a particular derech. And once kind of we get vested in it, often we don't take a step back to analyze, is this really the right thing or not? And a person could go through life leading a good life, doing something that's important, but lav dafka that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Ba'olam ha'amiti, it's only in the olam ha'amiti, only in olam ha'aba, sham misbar ha'emes, la'anat ha'shayach, it's only ultimately again in the olam ha'emes, that it becomes clear, to where am I shaykh? Le'iza sittus. Lo be'ini achirim, elei be'ini atzmacha. Lo maya gidu achirim, ela ma'ata choshe be'emes. Sham yomu lecha, ima ishius shelcha benuya, besittus anachon. So we'll say, this is the great challenge of life, that it's only in the olam ha'emes, only in the afterlife, that ultimately, again, am I told, am I able to really understand, is the personality I created, the life I built, the right one, or not? Avada l'cha kulam yodim shakom nimden b'maseh. So we'll say. So look what Rav Kashtiel is saying. So we'll understand that what Rav Kashtiel just wrote about is perhaps the greatest fundamental challenge of existence. The greatest fundamental challenge of existence. Am I on the right path or not? Am I on the right path or not? And Rav Kashtiel says, what's the answer to that question? What's the answer?
No.
Not sure. Not sure. Meaning, we'll find out. After 120, We absolutely find out. Of course, the scary part is that I only find out the answer to that question after I lived my life already. But okay, at some point in time, we absolutely do find out. So in the interim, so now that I know that I kind of live a little bit with this question mark, so what is my approach in the interim? So right now, the here and now, what do I do? Avadalachom, kulam yodim, shakol nimdal b'masim. So mostly at the end of the day, however, you know, I can't remain in a state of paralysis, fearing that maybe I have not making the right decisions, maybe I'm not living the right life. Because I will say, if you get too caught up in this process, then ultimately a person could just simply end up accomplishing nothing. A person just remains in a state of analysis paralysis. I'm just constantly thinking about everything and not doing. So Rav Kashtiel says, so here's the klal in life. Avadalcha kulam yodim shakomim deremasim. Success in life is determined, Rabosai, not by what you think, but by what you do. Olam haba toli b'masim b'pratim aktanim shevekan. Rabosai, so what is the definition of a good life? This is a very profound question. What is the definition of a good life? And the answer is, a good life is a life that has good deeds, that has good masim. That's how the quality of our life is judged. What do I do? What do I do? Ata mutrad me'ama'amad. Sheze she'ila klalit. Ma'amad ha'ishyushacha. Dolecha she'asugesha ma'amad ha'ishyus. Tuluya b'hamon peratim. So we'll say, I want to know what kind of life I'm living, what kind of standing I have. So there's a very simple answer to that question. What am I doing? What am I doing? What's the nature of the actions I'm engaging in? Oso ikron she'amarnu bazeh. She'toveh ha'shlemus ze'hamon peratim. Situs zeh talei bepratim. Well, so you know what life is all about? Life is all about the details. It's all about the details. So I want to know, am I living a successful life? So I have to accept the fact that I'll say that what? I'm not going to get the like bona fide answer to that question. Now, I'll say, you know, the scary part of life is you could lead a life that is a very good life, meaning you're doing a lot of good things, but lav dafka, it's the life that I should have been living. Right? Isn't that the scariest thing? Could be after 120, the Ribbono Shel Olam will say, Silver, great job. Right? Good job. But, right, you might want to sit down. Right? And why do you want to sit down? Why? Because let me show you what you could have done. Let me show you what you could have been. Okay, great. Again, 120 years well spent. Well spent. You did good things. But there's something much bigger that you could have done. I will say, that's the great unknown. I can't control that variable. I can only make the best decisions in accordance with the knowledge I have at hand in my present. But how do I ensure this, the greatest statistical probability of successful life? It's all about the details. Adherence and vigilance to the details of life. Ba'olam hazeh, efshar letayach, efshar lihios b'ma'amad dimyoni, top of 71. אבל יחפץ לך איפה אתה נמצא באמס, בעולם האמס, דו לך שיש מעמד וכדי להגיע אליו ישנה חשיבוס עצום לפרטים הקטנים. So we'll say, there are some people in life who like to say, I'm like a big picture person. So we'll say, so big picture person is in, so when people say a big picture person, so what they're saying is, I don't like, I'm sorry?
They don't like to get into the details.
So we'll say, so the truth is, you know, if that's how you run your business, great. I mean, that I'm not a businessman, but I could imagine that such a mindset like that is probably good for business. If a person is worried about how many paper clips they have, you know, in the office drawer, they're not going to be able to grow their business. Totally macabre that that's a good business mindset. It's a horrible life mindset. Life for proper, so Kashtiel says, to be a successful life, you have to be mired in the details. Because all of the day-to-day details about how I'm living, what I'm doing, who I am, what I'm engaging in, what I'm desisting from, what I should do, what I shouldn't do, that's where success of life is ultimately reached. So we'll say, this is an incredible yisod. Imkein, let's just do one more line, then we'll stop for today. I want to get a few minute head start on the daf. Imkein eifo, ech yuchal ha'adam laha'alim einav mima'asav. The Ramchal writes, a person has to be careful not to shield his eyes from his actions or to go ahead and diminish his involvement in the small day-to-day actions. Because here's the cloud, God says the Ramchal. If I'm not involved in the actions, in the day-to-day details of my life, of who I am, I will regret that after 120. Meaning, at the end of the day, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for, again, knowing what we need to do is try our best and hopefully live the life that God wants us to lead, recognizing that there is the possibility that I may miss the mark. It is possible, but what could I do? I'm just going to try my best. But the definition of trying my best and the definition ultimately of leading a successful life is a vigilant adherence to the details, to day-to-day things. Those are the things that will make me, those are the things that create my identity. So in my business, if I don't want to be involved in ordering the paper clips or ordering the paper or servicing the copy machine, that's fine. In my life, there is no detail that is too small. In my life, there is no detail that is insignificant. And fakir, just the opposite. It is by definition those small details of who I am, how I live, that ultimately determine my success. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem, page 71 on Monday.